Okay, this is all that I have left. But that's only because I've drawn some line somewhere, maybe even in the sand, maybe in the parking lot of the liquor store. But I'm standing on a sidewalk, holding this bushel basket of rotten apples pulled from a grocery dumpster. Rotten means fermenting. A buzz and a cloud of bees and yellow jackets, so I set the basket down and place a small cardboard sign on top that says, free. Okay, so the only thing I have left is this cracked and heaved sidewalk, which I can't even lift a great corner of to see what's burrowing and or thinking underneath. Probably something with too many legs that move wave-like and want nothing better than to crawl up under my pant leg. So I'll just stand on this crumbling concrete a good distance from the brewing apples so I don't end up speaking a mouthful of assorted stinging syllables and only have to deal with what's crawling up my calf. Nobody wants an inert chunk of weathered gray matter unless there's a revolution to start or just to raise hell or in need of an errant thought. Okay. No bushel basket of apples, no sidewalk, so the only thing I have left is this loopy line of telephone poles, leaning this way and that, like an uncrossable log jam on the upper reaches of a polluted river, or a just-started game of a giant's pickup sticks. All these conversations that can never right themselves and drunk on destruction, sure to end up in arrest or divorce. Unable to even finish a sentence before the handcuffs clamp closed or the gavel seals the deal on sprawling circumstances. Okay, no bushel basket of apples, no sidewalk, no telephone poles, just this long line of parallel parked run-down cars, and at 6 a.m. I could set up steroid-sized for sale signs at either end of this short street, and by 8 a.m. the street will be sold out. Cleared and ready for a window-busting home-run baseball game, except for the one car that had its battery stolen last night. And it looks so lonely being used for third base, as the ball disappears through the window of the second-story apartment across the street, and the whole team runs home. Okay, no bushel basket of apples, no sidewalk, no telephone poles, no used car lot. All I have left are the manhole covers and sewer grates, which will require quick teamwork to pump up so much iron into the trunk of the car with a missing battery. It's the beginning of a booming scrap metal business, but they're welded closed and padlocked, as if this good idea has already worked for someone else who has quicker gray matter and not just concrete. Okay. No bushel basket of fermenting apples, no spider-cracked sidewalk, no cattywampus telephone poles, no used car lot, no embryonic scrap metal business. So this is all I have left. Decisions I've made, good and bad, though mostly bad, and the disastrously bad cost the most. And laughing at my expense is a real money loser. I'll throw in a few insights shattered quickly as a baseball through a picture window, leaving just about as many sharp shards as available wrists. Anyway, Vladimir Lenin said, "Capitalists will sell us the rope with which we will hang them." Okay, I'll sell you swinging in the breeze, cheap.